You are listening to the Her Money Matters podcast, episode number 4.
Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast, the podcast to help you take control of your finances. Join your host, motivational money coach, Jen Hemphill, as she shares with you practical, simple money insights and real-life stories by women like you. Let's get to it.
Hello there. I am happy and honored to have you listening today. This is Jen, and I have to start off with a confession. I have absolutely so much that I want to talk to you about. You know, when you are with friends and you get together and it's been a while since you've talked and you have absolutely so much to catch up on, that's what I feel like right now, that there's so much I want to tell you, but I know I have to focus and just start one step at a time because I really talk about simplicity all the time. So I gotta not just talk the talk, but walk the walk, right? So for today's episode, I decided that I would focus on one of the questions that I receive most frequently. And the question being on how do you stick with a budget? So yes, we are going to talk about budgeting. So if you dread the word and you're feeling right now like you want to run away, don't you dare press stop. You are here for a reason. The word budget was in the title, so you press play anyway. So just stick to it and bear with me, all right? And I know by the end of the episode, I can't say that you won't dread it 100%, but I'm going to minimize that fear that you have of the word budget. And I'm not going to talk about the how-tos of the budget because that's really more visual and that's really hard to do on a podcast. So we're really going to talk about more the psychology of it in a non-scientific way because I have to make a disclaimer. I'm not a psychologist and that's that. So I'm just going to share with you my observations and what I've listened, my experience on that I've had with women like you. Fair enough. So before we get into it, I really wanted to take a moment because I am grateful and say thank you for the reviews that you have left on iTunes. I have to share a secret as well because iTunes absolutely loves reviews. That's a component. That's a part of how they decide what podcast to put front and center in their iTunes store. So if you've been to the iTunes store where all the podcasts, you know that there's not just 10 podcasts. There's quite a few podcasts. So of course, being visible means being able to spread the podcast message. And I would love for you to help me do that because by doing that, that means there's going to be so many more women that can become confident or more confident and take full control of their finances. So that's my mission. And I hope you join me on this mission. And one of the things you can do is leave me a review. That would mean so much. Of course, leave your honest review. I'm a big girl. All I ask for you is just to be polite. And I think that's fair. And you will see me, or you will hear me, not see me, you will hear me on this podcast, just read the reviews from time to time, just like today, because I just want to give you a shout out. I want to tell you thank you. And today's review is a 5-star review, which that is just amazing, especially just starting off. And it reads, fantastic and fresh perspective. It comes from Take Action Q&A. There's no specific name, but Take Action Q&A. I'm sure if you play around with iTunes, you can put whatever you want. You can be as funny and silly and creative as you want with that. But anyways, the review reads, there are a few shows out there that give you great content and then others that give you a great host, but there are very few that give you the 1-2 punch. Jen Hemphill brings valuable advice and a fresh perspective to money while staying approachable and fun. Well done. So thank you so much. That means the world to me. I really, really appreciate that. So let's go ahead and get on with the show and let's talk about budgeting. So are you ready to learn on what you can do to stick with your budget? Let's go ahead and do this. I don't want you to get scared though, because really it's nothing to get scared about. And honestly, it's all in the mind. I'm telling you, it's all in the mind. There, a while back, maybe it was a couple years ago, and I've heard people talk about the same type of message, but this, how this person said it just really, really resonated with me. And it's just struck a chord and it just has stayed with me. And he basically said, the stories of your mind become the stories of your life. His name, Cody Bateman. But anyways, that really resonated with me because it's so true. If you, the things that when you're stressed out, or maybe you're upset and you're frustrated and you think about that in your mind and you don't get rid of it, it really filtrates through and it just becomes a story of your life in the sense that you act frustrated, you maybe take your frustration on others or whatever the case may be. So before I tell you to tell your mind to stop with that nonsense, let's go ahead and get real with ourselves for a moment, all right? There are a couple questions that you need to ask yourself. One of them is a simple, very simple question. So the question that you need to ask is, what is it about budgeting that stops you in your tracks? Okay, so what is it about budgeting that stops you? What is it about budgeting that makes you not stick with it? I want you to think about that for a moment. And then once you answer that, I want you with a follow-up question, a one-word question. Why? Why is that? That is so crucial to understand why. So is it the unknown? Is it there isn't enough money? Is it being overwhelmed with maybe medical bills or just too many expenses? Or maybe overwhelmed with just seeing the money constantly go out and not enough come in. Or maybe it's not good communication with your spouse, or maybe not everyone's on board with what you want to do with the finances. Not everyone's on the same page in your household. Or maybe it's simply not understanding what in the world is going on with your money and just not knowing where to start. So ask yourself, you got to get down and be real as to what is it that's stopping you in your tracks with budgeting, why you're not sticking with it, and why. And once you understand the real reason why, you can address it. Okay, so let's go ahead and address the issue. So let's say the fear was the unknown. You're just not wanting to know it for whatever the reason. Are you clear? If that's the case, are you clear on your money? What's coming in? What's going out? What are those numbers? How about if you don't feel there's enough money? Have you taken a good deep look at this? Again, my question is, what are those exact numbers? What is going on? How about if there's just that feeling of the overwhelm of just so many expenses? Do you know exactly what this looked like? Do you know the exact number, that total number of those expenses? So with addressing this issue, it's really all about gaining clarity just by answering those questions I just mentioned. And chances are you may not know. Maybe the answers are no to all of them, or maybe you have a feeling, but it just stops you in its tracks because you just don't know what to do next. But bottom line is that you have to get real with yourself and understand not only why you don't stick to a budget to begin with, but you also have to know those numbers. It doesn't matter what they look like. Maybe they're in your favor, or maybe they're not. The only way that you can move forward, if you get anything out of this podcast today, is listen to this part. The only way that you can move forward is really to have that starting place to put your feet on and know those numbers. So you have to know those numbers to be able to step forward and knowing where you're starting with. Okay. So how do you get clear with your money and know if you really have enough money and get the answers to those questions we just asked? I'm sure you probably know the answer, but I'm going to give you a drum roll, just like my youngest son does. You ready? Dun, 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 dun. It's the budget. You've got it. It is absolutely the budget. Clarity, my friends, is a beautiful, beautiful thing to have. Even amongst the overwhelm, the frustration, you have to sort through the why. And once you sort through the why, it gives you a starting point to focus on, okay? Now, I'm sure I don't need to tell you the importance of a budget, but let me give you some perspective. A budget is not made to constrict your life. I know that's what a lot of people feel. It's just too constrictive, but it's really your money plan to help you reach your financial goals. And depending on your specific situation, maybe you'll have to cut some spending, but it's not always about cutting spending. It may be that you just have to earn more income. And that's what it is. It is what it is. Because there's only so much, so many expenses that you can cut. Sometimes you just have to face the fact that you have to earn more income. And the budget, simply put, just shows the money that you're making, the money that you're spending, and your bottom line. And your bottom line is what's money, the money that's left over, or maybe, depending on your situation, it's the money that you're overspending. Your bottom line, and this is a crucial key point, your bottom line is so important to help you achieve your financial goals. How can you achieve, how can you get out of debt? How can you save more if you don't know your bottom line, if you don't know what amount you have to work with, right? Because if you're overspending, you know, maybe you know you're overspending, but you don't know how much you're overspending. How can you minimize that if you don't know what it is? You got to know that bottom line. And the sad part, and if you're in this position, you're not alone, because many people don't know this exact number. Okay, so you have to know your bottom line. Before we go further, though, you have to pick the right tool for you. So what is your budget personality, or what I like to call budgetality, just for fun? So are you more of a spreadsheet person? Are you more of a software or app person, or are you more traditional and like the pencil, paper, and calculator? Where do you fall? And take it a bit further as to which one will you use more consistently? Think about your lifestyle, your personality, your past history with budgets. What did you use before? What did you like, or what did you not like about them? For me, even though I'm all about apps and software, I really don't find myself using them as much for budgeting, but I have found that I'm more consistent with a spreadsheet. That's what works best for me, and that's what I keep most consistent with. So you have to figure out what tool is right for your budgetality or your budget personality. And then you have to set yourself up for success, okay? You don't have to tackle everything all at once, okay? You really don't. You want to take one step at a time and just build on it. I do have a great free mini guide that you can get that helps you lessen that overwhelm to get you started with your budget. So if you don't have that, I just recommend you get that. It is free. And in that mini guide, I talk a little bit about what we've talked about already in this podcast, but it's really made to help you do a brain dump with your money. So you're going to get clear as to all the expenses, and I break it down in a simple way. So once you do the brain dump, of your money, all you have to do after you're done is just plug in those numbers to your budget tool of choice. It's as simple as that. Okay. Now, of course, you have to be flexible, because once you plug it in and you figure out what your bottom line is, maybe it's something that you are not too happy about. And you just got to be flexible. You got to be willing to tweak things. But the important thing here, this episode is not meant, particular episode is not meant to talk about the how-tos of the budget, but it's really meant to discuss why is it that you're not sticking to your budget. Okay. So if you haven't already, just be sure to grab that Jumpstart Your Money mini guide. And you can get that by going to today's episode's show notes. And I'll give you the details for the link in a moment. But before I do, I want to challenge you. I want you to just take 5 minutes of your day. You can do this now if maybe you're not driving, but just I really challenge you to take 5 minutes of your day. Write down the answer to the two questions that we talked about earlier. One of them being, what is it about a budget that stops you in its tracks? What is it that doesn't allow you to stick with it? And then follow up with it with the question with why. But I want you to just make sure you write all your thoughts down, because it might be one reason. It might be multiple reasons. Okay. And so if you have multiple reasons, make sure that you ask yourself why for each reason, and just take 5 minutes and just brainstorm and think about it, reflect, because that's going to help you acknowledge what it is that's going on within you. And that's going to help you take action with your budget and minimize you quitting the budget. Minimize that for sure. All right. So that is it. I do challenge that you do that for sure. Make sure this is for you. This is for you. And I'd really want to make sure that you do that, because if you do that, that's a step forward in the right direction. Okay. So thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you have found this episode of value. If you have, I'd be so honored that you shared it with a friend or two. And just make sure you can check out the show notes for this particular episode. And you can also get your mini guide there. You just want to go to jenhempill.com/004, as in episode 4. So that is jenhempill.com/004. It's been a pleasure and a treat having you here with me today. I will see you next week. So much for tuning into this podcast all about making your money management simple and practical. The question I get most often comes down to feeling lost and having no idea where to start when it comes to taking control of your money. That's why I created this Jumpstart Your Money mini guide to help busy women like you finally start with a clean slate and take the action you need with your budget without the overwhelm. You can get it for free at jenhempill.com. That's J-E-N-H-E-M as in mom, P-H-I-L-L.com.